Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend Stephen Baum being back on the show. Stephen is a great member of our Brain Trust in his 10th year. How about that? 10th year as a member of our Brain Trust. He's an advisor and coach to CEOs now for many decades. He's a former partner with Booz Allen and Hamilton. He's a director of the Point Group Network. Author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch, and one of the great business leaders of all time, probably in the greatest in the galaxy. And he's our good friend, Stephen Baum. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. I had no idea it was 10 years.
Coming up on it, yeah. How about that? Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. And I love being with you.
Well, we love having you here, too. You know, one of the things I like about having you here is you always make us think. You always give us good ideas in areas that we wouldn't have thought about before. And today, I know you want to talk about engaging with people, who whether we're working for them or they're working for us. What you call above the line and below the line. You know, as I told the audience earlier, when I told them that you were coming about this topic, I reminded them that, you know, on the show all the time we talk about financial management. We talk about operating above the line, below the line, and on our operating statement. And so this is a good, a handy way of thinking about this. Talk to us what you mean when you say above the line, below the line communication.
So the fellow you had on just before me talked about coaching as a way of being, not
Rick
a way
Thompson,
of doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's who I am. It's not what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you are as a leader, how you show up, is probably as important as what you particularly try to do at that moment. And when you're above the line, you are showing up as open, really listening, learning what the other person believes or knows, momentarily postponing your point of view or giving instructions. And what's really super about this condition, this mental state, is that good things happen because you have all your powers. If you go below the line, you show up that way, in this state of mind, you're closed, impatient, you're not listening, you already got the conclusion, you're ready to give instructions. This is not a state in which you'll learn what the other people are thinking, and it's not a state where they'll understand what you really want them to do. You've lost some of your power. So when one of my fellow Visage shares sent me this 4-minute video that he said changed the life of some of his clients, and it's on my website. We'll get back to that. It's worth 4 minutes.
Right.
If you're above the line, you've got all your powers. If your mind is playing games with you and you're below the line, you're losing your powers. It's the same thing as being underwater.
Well, below the line, you've made up your mind.
Yeah.
And if you've made up your mind, and sometimes we have, right? Sometimes we've done the research. We've made a decision, especially if we're the business owner. If we wind up below the line, then that's what happens in business. Somebody has to make a decision.
Sounds to me
like what you're saying is don't start up below the line.
Well, the way I would put it is you're above the line and the person you're trying to get to do something is above the line with you. The two of you will come to the best conclusion you can.
Right. So, of course, now what you're talking about is when you're engaging with someone and you're in the process of trying to come up with a better solution. You're working with someone as a team, that kind of thing, and you both have the same objective, the same goal. you shouldn't come to that meeting below the line. That's what you're saying, right?
But even if you've made up your mind more or less as to what you think the right answer is, you're going to try to get somebody else to do something. And they're not going to understand clearly mm-hmm. the way you do when the conversation starts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make up your mind that the only thing you're going to do is tell them what to do, you're not going to get somebody who's going to do it the best possible
way.
But
nobody that's worthy of being in that meeting is going to come to the meeting without something on their mind.
Well,
right? They've got some preconceived notions. They've got some biases. They've got some experience. They've had their fingers burned before. Everyone's going to come to the table with something, aren't they?
Sure. But what I advocate here is that coaching starts with yourself. If you can coach yourself, you can then coach some other people. And if you mm-hmm. want your people to be above the line and open and listening and trying to get the right answer and then working together, you've got to teach them some ways of showing up and some techniques for getting out of below the line.
Hold on to that thought, Steve. I got to take a quick break. Quick break. Right back with Stephen Baum. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.